This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Alla loro famiglie. Apri I cuori dell'intera comunità internazionale.
Pope Francis appeared to ask Russia to seek the truth about its invasion of Ukraine in his Easter message to the world on Sunday and renewed an appeal for dialogue between Israelis and Palestinians following recent violence. The 86-year-old Francis presided at a solemn Easter Day Mass in a sunny St. Peter's Square after a week of unseasonal cold that forced him to skip an outdoor service on Friday as a precaution following his hospitalization for bronchitis at the end of March. There was also traditional pomp and sacred singing on the most important and joyous day of the church's calendar, commemorating the day Christians believe Jesus rose from the dead. The Archbishop of New York celebrates Easter Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral with a message of good over evil. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Cardinal Timothy Dolan told worshipers at St. Patrick's Cathedral that Easter reminds us God always has the last word over Satan.
The victory of Easter is stronger than the darkness of Good Friday, because Easter has the last word.
He says sometimes life feels like Good Friday, the day Jesus was crucified, but then Easter comes.
Life and light and mercy and grace and goodness.
Cardinal Dolan ended with levity.
That great theologian, Yogi Berra, who said, "It ain't over till it's over."
Julie Walker, New York.
Saudi and Omani delegations held talks with Houthi officials in Yemen's capital Sana'a on Sunday, Houthi-run media said, as Riyadh seeks a permanent ceasefire to end its military involvement in the country's long-running war. This is VOA News. A residential building in Marseille, France's second-largest city, collapsed early Sunday. Steve Karish has more.
Emergency workers are still looking for victims. At least six people were injured, and as many as 10 are believed to still be trapped in the rubble. Officials said an explosion was heard, but it's not immediately clear if the explosion caused the building to collapse or if the collapse triggered the explosion. A fire, however, erupted on the site after the building fell. Two buildings near the downed structure have also partially collapsed. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
One of two black lawmakers expelled from the U.S. southern state of Tennessee House of Representatives last week over a gun control protest could be reappointed by a county commission as early as Monday, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Ousted Nashville Representative Justin Jones thinks his constituents are going to put him back in office. He says the expulsion was as much about resistance to diversity as it was about gun control.
Our presence as young black voices for our constituencies, people who will not bow down, those who will not be conformed. That's what made it put a target on us.
Jones spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. A special meeting of the Nashville Metro Council has been called. Jones could be reappointed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The White House is re-upping discussions with abortion pill manufacturers and U.S. pharmacy chains on ways to push back against efforts to ban one of two drugs used for medication abortion in the United States, two sources with knowledge of the matter said, as it gears up to appeal a Texas court ruling suspending the approval of the drug. A U.S. district judge in Texas on Friday suspended approval of mifepristone, which will essentially make sales of the pill illegal in the U.S. while a legal challenge proceeds. A conflicting Washington state ruling on Friday blocks changes to pill sales in 17 states. American golfer Phil Mickelson turned back the clock at Augusta National Golf Course, the first of professional golf's four major tournaments. The 52-year-old Mickelson shot a 7-under 65 in the closing round of the Masters, giving himself a shot at a fourth green jacket. Mickelson walked to the clubhouse with an 8-under and trailing leader Spain Jon Rahm by only two strokes. Rahm still has six holes to play. Meanwhile, gunfire was heard in at least two towns in Ethiopia's Amhara region on Sunday as thousands protest against a federal government order to integrate regional special forces into the police or national army, residents said. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.